EU leaders end a standoff over financial aid for Ukraine. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Luke Wilson, in for Leanna Byrne. Good morning. Like in the US, politicians across the European Union have been struggling to finalise an aid package for Ukraine. But in the last few minutes, all 27 EU leaders have agreed on a $55 billion package. They've been meeting in Brussels this morning, and Politico's Suzanne Lynch is there. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi there, Luke.
So what do we know about this deal?
Well, as you say there, news of this deal is just trickling in here. I'm at the summit at the moment, and it looks like they have agreed this multi-billion euro package for Ukraine. You may remember that Hungary blocked this deal back in December and had continued to indicate it would block it today, but there was a breakthrough. Hungary has now signed up to this. I think the breakthrough appeared to come earlier in the morning when some of the EU leaders, including the Prime Minister of France, Germany and Italy, met with Viktor Orban and the head of the European Commission and Council as a kind of small meeting. They were then joined by another couple of leaders, and they seem to have thrashed out some kind of agreement there before the summit itself started. So, yes, the EU will be pleased that they've managed to get all 27 countries on board for this aid package to Ukraine.
And why had Hungary been holding out on this deal?
Hungary, Viktor Orban has been more of an ally to Russia than any other country in the EU. And at various stages in the process, since the beginning of this full-fledged war almost 2 years ago now, he has blocked various measures by the EU. So we saw Hungary opposing a number of sanctions last year that the EU introduced, etc. So in a way, this was part of the Hungarian response from the outset. But it was becoming increasingly difficult for the EU to try and accommodate Hungary's concerns. And there was talk this morning, last night, that maybe the 26 other countries would go it alone. They could even strip Hungary of its voting rights, although that was seen very much as a nuclear option. But they have managed to get him on board now. Viktor Orban has, we're hearing, signed up to this plan. So that means that Ukraine will get the 50 billion euro or so that is due to it over the next 4 years.
And just briefly, Suzanne, we've talked a lot about farming protests across Europe. They've made it to the EU summit as well.
They certainly have. I mean, I'm here, there's a lot of security around the summit, but just about, you know, 700 metres away, there are huge, really dramatic protests happening at the European Parliament. Very violent scenes there. So I think what's going to be interesting now for the rest of the day here at the summit is that now that the deal on Ukrainian aid has been achieved, will the focus now turn to farming and agriculture? Because some leaders, particularly French President Emmanuel Macron, had said he wanted to raise this issue. So that may open the door for a broader discussion on the concerns of farmers that's really playing out here in Brussels as we speak at the moment.
Politico's Suzanne Lynch in Brussels. Thanks for being with us on Marketplace.
Thanks, Luke.
Now, let's do the numbers. And shares in the energy giant Shell are up nearly 3% after it beat expectations, making over $7 billion in profits in the fourth quarter of 2023. But shares in Adidas are down more than 6%. That's despite posting a full-year profit of $289 million, which the company said was largely down to its plans to sell its remaining stock of Yeezy sneakers at cost price. A record number of Chinese people are using the South American migrant trail to reach the United States. The migrants' overland journey starts in Ecuador, the closest visa-free country to the US for Chinese nationals. The BBC's Sean Yuan picked up the trail there before the current state of emergency was declared.
A slowing economy and high youth unemployment rate of around 20% is driving a growing number of people to leave China for the US. Around 30,000 made the journey through South America in the 11 months to the end of November, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Many of them are young, like Lu, whom I met in Quito, the capital of Ecuador.
I'm very disappointed in the general environment in China. The society in China is built on entering through the back door. It's difficult to do anything without some sort of connections.
Like many, he first heard about the South American migrant trail from Douyin, the Chinese version of TikTok. In terms of costs, I spoke to one of them who said he spent about $3,000 to reach Quito, about three times the average monthly salary in China. Their reasons for leaving are varied, but they all wanted to find life with dignity. James was traveling with two others. He told me he was prepared to risk everything to get there.
Sometimes you have to make decisions in your life. Going back to that place is a nightmare. I'd rather die instead of going back, even though it's so dangerous.
We're now at the bus terminal in Medellin, the second biggest city in Colombia. And the migrants just finished a 26-hour journey from Tulcan, the border town between Ecuador and Colombia. And now they're waiting for another bus to go to Necoclí, which is the entry point to the jungles in Panama. And that bus is going to take them about 10 hours.
I just want to cry now.
Ifan says he and his traveling companions have been constantly threatened and have had to bribe their way out.
It was already difficult enough, but we encountered those police flagrantly asking for money from us. Not just asking for money, but also searching for the cash that we had hidden. They searched inside women's sanitary pads, and they even searched for money under your underwear.
Once the migrants leave Colombia, they confront arguably the most treacherous part of the journey. It's known as the Darien Gap, a rainforest that connects South and Central America at the border with Panama. It takes days to hike through. I met some Chinese migrants when they emerged from the jungle on the Panama side.
The rainforest was so difficult to pass. After this time, I would never ever want to walk in a rainforest again.
Crossing one border almost every other day, these migrants would soon reach the Mexican border, where they would make the final push towards the U.S. and the hope of a better life. I'm the BBC's Sean Yuan for Marketplace.
And finally, the napkin on which 13-year-old Lionel Messi signed his first soccer contract with Barcelona will be auctioned off next month in the UK with a starting price of $380,000. I'm Luke Wilson with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.